Tether backs KAIO and plans a Mubadala fund in Abu Dhabi. Push KAIO pulls Tether into Abu Dhabi's tokenization stack. Tether has led an $8 million funding round into KAIO, an Abu Dhabi-based tokenization startup, and the two parties plan to launch an institutional on-chain fund with Mubadala Capital, according to an announcement circulated on April 20, 2026. Tether is providing capital, KAIO is providing the tokenization infrastructure, and Mubadala is the institutional anchor lined up behind the upcoming fund vehicle. The round itself is modest by tokenization standards. $8 million is seed stage money for an infrastructure firm, and KAIO has not disclosed a full valuation or participant list. What makes the announcement a Tier 1 institutional signal is the fund plan that sits on top of the round, and the identity of the sovereign wealth partner attached to it. Why Mubadala Capital is the real story. Mubadala Capital is the asset management arm of Mubadala Investment Company, one of Abu Dhabi's principal sovereign wealth vehicles. The group runs a portfolio that spans private equity, public markets, credit, and venture across multiple regions. Mubadala has tiptoed into crypto before, most publicly through institutional fund structures, and an earlier allocation routed through BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust in 2024 disclosures. Co-branding a tokenization fund with a stablecoin issuer is a different altitude. It is a direct alignment with Tether's balance sheet rather than a passive allocation to an ETF manager. For Tether, Mubadala becomes the first co-listed institutional partner on a tokenization product in the Gulf. The firm has spent the last 2 years expanding around issuance, investments in Bitcoin mining, gold inventories backing XAUT, infrastructure equity in Hole Punch, and stakes in companies building out compute. A sovereign wealth partnership on tokenization is the next layer up. Tokenization is where Tether has to defend ground. The pressure on Tether is not on USDT. It is on what sits next to USDT. BlackRock's Buidl Fund, Franklin Templeton's Benji, and Ondo's product suite have turned tokenized treasury exposure into the default institutional cash management tool on-chain. Tether's own XAUT covers gold, but the firm has been slower than competitors to publish a full institutional fund structure. The KAIO investment puts Tether on the other side of that chessboard. KAIO's pitch is building the legal and technical plumbing to tokenize institutional fund shares under UAE regulatory supervision. Pairing that with Mubadala's investment mandate and Tether's liquidity rails gives the combined product a distribution edge that pure DeFi native tokenization platforms do not have. Sovereign tier LPs, who can write large checks without negotiating counterparty status from scratch. The UAE angle. The UAE has spent 3 years positioning itself as the institutional-friendly jurisdiction for crypto firms that were squeezed out of the US. Binance, OKX, Crypto.com, and several market makers have concentrated operations in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Tether itself moved most of its executive footprint to the Gulf in 2023. The KAIO deal is less a new strategic opening than a consolidation of an existing posture. Abu Dhabi is the address where institutional tokenization is being standardized behind the scenes, and the players who want to sit at that table are wiring themselves into local infrastructure. Mubadala's presence raises the signal. Sovereign wealth groups do not usually co-launch products with crypto issuers. When they do, it implies a level of regulatory comfort that retail-facing DeFi has not earned anywhere else. What to watch next? The announcement left two things undefined. First, the fund's target asset mix. A Mubadala-aligned on-chain fund could hold anything from tokenized private credit to sovereign bonds to private equity positions, and the mix determines whether this product competes with Buidl or sits alongside it. Second, the distribution model. Whether shares clear through Tether's own rails, KAIO's permission chain, or a third-party custodian will shape who actually accesses the product. Full terms are expected, alongside the fund launch rather than the seed round. The $8 million check is a down payment. The fund is the thesis.